Gather round, my name is Uncle Ron, you have landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in growing my own businesses. We are focusing specifically on search engine optimization, technology, and social media, because that has been the backbone how we have survived and thrived over the last 7 years. Last week here on the porch, we talked about repurposing, recycling, and reusing content that you have created over time so that you can spread your message further and wider than you probably ever imagined. While I was working through how I was going to convey that information last week, I had a thought that occurred to me that we need to talk about a very specific strategy in recycling content. And that has to do with updating old website content. Publishing the content to your website is very much an ongoing process. If you are like myself or my wife, it is something that we attempt to do every single day that we work. I would contend that is how you can be successful at these strategies, is doing it every single day. I told you last week, pick a method and do it consistently and you'll get good at it. You'll get efficient at it. Over time, you're going to have pages on your website that are going to perform better than others. It's just the nature of the beast. You're going to connect the dots on these long tail phrases, and some of those dots that are connecting are going to result in massive traffic. If you look at most websites, there are a small portion of the web pages that are on a website that do a lot more traffic than others. Mine is no different. I've got some pages that account for probably half or more of our traffic in a given month. They are about very specific topics, very specific questions that people here in Texas are constantly Googling, and we rank at the very top. One of the pieces that helps those pages rank is that they have been on our website for a long time. It's part of the Google algorithm, a metric, a piece of what makes a website or a web page good is the age of the page. How long has it been in existence on your website and proven to be useful to people that visit it? Older pages are given authority over newer pages with respect to subject matter. The reason is as your page ages and there are traffic metrics about it, and you know that people are reading it, they're staying on it, they're clicking through to other pages, Google says, ooh, this is a good one, and we need to keep it up towards the top. But we all know that nothing in life is static. It doesn't stay the same. Things change over time. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Nobody stays just exactly where they are because people are fighting to get to the top all the time. Website pages are no different. That old page may have subject matter authority today, but if some young whippersnapper comes along behind you and puts out something that's a little bit better and has updated relevant information for something that may have changed, you can be knocked down the pecking order. While you're creating this content, one of the things that you need to bake into your regular cadence is to update old pages. The age of the page is going to remain the same, but with the new relevant information, you're going to take the subject matter authority that your page has. You're going to say that it's got new relevant information, and Google's going to reward you for that. You get the double whammy of your page has excellent history. It has time on its side, and now you're providing new information. Things change. The marketplace changes, and you need to be putting that new information into these old pages. I had a conversation with a gentleman the other day, and he said, why would you update a page and not just create a new one? This is why. You get rewarded for updating more than you get rewarded for a new page about basically the same topic with new information. High-performing pages especially need to be touched and updated periodically so that the algorithm knows that you are providing the most up-to-date information possible. Maybe your writing has improved and you can make that page even more compelling and engaging. Maybe your ability to record a video has improved and you can make that video better so that it connects and hits better with the viewer. Maybe there has been a story that has come to your attention around that piece of information that actually makes the information clearer to the person who is consuming it. That knowledge is what they're seeking. If you can find ways to make your story better, to make the knowledge that you're passing better, to make the video more compelling, this is how you're going to get more conversions on your page. More conversions are more opportunities to sell. That turns into actual sales, which turns into dollars in your pocket. If you are on a day where you are strapped for time and you need to get some content created, if you've got a page to update, you can do that in a much quicker fashion oftentimes than creating from scratch. It's a perfect way for you to arrange your content production on a day when you are short on time. It's also a very important piece of maintaining a great website. It's well documented. It's happening for me. And the rest of this week, we're going to talk in four ways about how to update the pages that are on your website. We're going to talk about high-performing pages, low-performing pages, and we're going to get into some other topics with that. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you are not on my email list, shame on you. You need to be. I'm going to give you a summary of everything that we talk about this week so that you can deploy this content strategy of updating the content that you've already got on your website. Open up a browser window, type in bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P. Every Saturday, you're going to get that email into your inbox. It's going to tell you how to take these topics, extend them. It's got links to each individual episode if you want to listen to something specifically. It's going to have a download that you can use as a cheat sheet to deploy this into your life. Tomorrow, here on the porch, we're going to talk about those high-performing pages on your website and how to touch them, how to make them better, and how to keep ranking for that search term. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you tomorrow on the porch.